This chazar zeichen hashbach chesram v'am yehudim sechdes b'al kamen daf yud ches. Fact my Rava asked, when one must pay full damage for tzrayus, is this payment limited to the value of the damaging animal, or must be paid even excess to the value of the damaging animal, even from the aliyah? On the one hand, we never find half damages that's paid beyond the value of the damaging animal. On the other hand, we never find a total of regular that's limited to payment based on the value of the damaging animal. The Braisa quoted earlier says, a jumping chicken is not considered to be a mu'id, but some say it is a mu'id. Now, certainly all would consider a jumping chicken to be a mu'id. Rather, it must be referring to where it jumped and caused a pebble to shoot out and break a keli. And the Machlekes is the Tana Kama holds that the owner must only pay up to the value of the damaging chicken. And the other Tana holds that he must pay for the full amount of the damage. Mer says, no, it's not a proof. And maybe that the Machlekes is the Tana Kama holds like the Rabbanan, and the other Tana holds like Sumchus. Mara says, maybe we can answer based on a Mishnah. Mishnah says, if a dog takes a cookie with a coal from the oven and goes and eats it by a stack of grain and eats the cookie and leaves the coal, which then burns down the stack. So the owner of the dog has to pay the full damages for the cookie and only half damages for the stack. Braisa says the half damages are actually limited to the value of the dog. This seems to be because payment for tzrayus is limited to the value of the damaging dog. The damaging animal. The Mara says it can't be the correct understanding because the Braisa then says that Relozer says that he has to pay for the full damages but limit to the value of the dog. And now if it was a case of a tzrayus, then Sumchus would hold that he pays full damages, but it would not be limited to the value of the damaging animal, so that can't be the explanation of Relozer's view. Rather, we have to say that the case is that the dog did something unusual with the coal, and Relozer holds a Reb Tarfon who says that one pays full damages for Karen that takes place in the Rishus of the Nizik, and this payment is limited to the value of the damaging animal. In fact, it's not correct to say that the Braisa must be talking about a case of Karen and that Relozer follows Reb Tarfon, because the reason we felt forced to say that is because we needed to explain why Rabbi Elazar says the owner must pay full damage. We can instead say that Rabbi Elazar holds like Sumchus, who says that service pays full damage. And maybe he also holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a mu'id's payment is a combination of half damages of a tam and half damages as a mu'id. And therefore, regarding service, the first half is paid only up to the value of a damaging animal, which is what Rabbi Elazar was referring to. And the second half is paid even beyond that value. Mar says that if some of the son of Ravashi said to Ravina, Rabbi Yehuda only holds that way regarding something that was first a tam and then became a mu'id. However, when something is a mu'id from the start, he would not say this. Therefore, there can't be an explanation of Rabbi Elazar. Rather, we have to say that the case is where the dog had already done this three times. Rabbi Elazar says that there is a mu'id for tzrayus, and the Tanna Kamma says there is no mu'id for tzrayus. In fact, we find that Rava questions whether there's a mu'id for tzrayus or not. According to this, we should say that the answer is dependent on the view of the Machalekas over here. And for the Gemara, Rava's question is only according to the Rabbanan who argue on Sumchus. The Braisa can be understood as having both views follow Sumchus, and the reason that the Tanna Kamma says the owner pays half damages is because the case is where the dog acted in an unusual manner. The Machlekes is whether we hold a Reb Tarfon or not. In fact, that would mean that Reb Elazar follows Reb Tarfon, but we don't find that Reb Tarfon limits the damage to the value of the damaging animal. Mar says he does hold that way. The view of Reb Tarfon is based on the Kal V'Chomer from Karen that takes place in Rishus HaRabim. However, the Kal V'Chomer is limited with the concept of Daya. We can't learn out something more than the basis from where it's learned. And therefore, he would hold that although Karen and the property of the Nizik pays for full damage, he would say that the payment is limited to the value of the damaging animal. Zakum Ravaita, we mentioned earlier that Rava asked whether there's a concept of a move for tzrayus or not. Do we compare it to Karen, or do we say that since it's a Toldo of regular, there's no concept of a mu'id? In fact, maybe we can bring a proof from a Braisa. The Braisa said a jumping chicken is not considered to be a mu'id, but some say it is a mu'id. Now, certainly everyone would agree that a jumping chicken is a mu'id. Rather, it must be referring to where it jumped and caused a pebble to shoot out and break a keli. And the case is that the chicken already had done this three times. The Machlek is the Tanna Kamma holds that there is no mu'id for tzrayus, and the other Tanna says that there is. The Mar says, no, maybe that this only happened once. And the Machlek is whether you hold like Sumchus to the Rabbanan. Maybe we can bring a proof from the following. If an animal dropped waste onto a door, Rabbi Yehuda says the owner must pay full damages. Rabbi Elazar says that he only has to pay half damages. Presumably, the case has happened three times. The Machlekes says, whether there's a mu'id for tzrayus. Mar says, no, the case may be where it was done once. And they're arguing Machlekes between Sumchus and the Rabbanan. Frek, the Gemara, it's not usual for an animal to do this, so it's actually a case of Karen and not service. Mar says, the case is where the animal was trapped in a narrow space and had nowhere to drop the waste other than on the dough. Frek, Mar, if that's the Machlekes, why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda just say the Halacha follows the Sumchus and Rabbi Elazar say the Halacha follows the Rabbanan? Mar says, Rabbi Elazar wanted to teach it. Even though the waste come from within the body, it's still considered to be a case of service. Frek, Mar, maybe we can bring a proof from a Braisa taught by Rabbi Yecheskel, which says that if a rooster sticks its head into a glass keli and crows there and breaks the keli, the owner must pay full damage. Rabbi Yosef said that Rav said if a horse or a donkey made their noises and thereby broke a keli, they only pay half damages. Presumably the cases are where it was done three times and they argue whether or not there's mu'id for tzrayus. Mar says, no, the cases was done only once. They're arguing Machalik between Sumchus and Rabbanan. The fact that it's not usual for an animal to do this, so it's a case of Karen, not tzrayus. Mar says, the case is where there were seeds in the keli, so it's not unusual for the animals to stick their heads in. Ravashi asks, if the tzrayus were done in an unusual way, does it cut the half damages in half and make it a quarter of damages? Mar says, we can answer from the fact that Rava asks whether there's a mu'id for tzrayus, it must mean that there's no unusual way that would make it a quarter of damages. This is not a proof. It may be that Rava was asking that if there is no case of quarter payment, then do we say that there is mu'id for tzrayus? Rav Ashi asked, according to Sumchus, is the force of a force, koyach koychei, that damages, is that given the same status as just regular koychei or not? Does Sumchus agree that there's halacha mishmasina that we say that Troyus pays half damages, but he only applies it to koyach koychei, or does he not have the tradition of halacha mishmasina at all? At least with regard to paying half damages? Teiku b'leibta shayla.